Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Okay, we welcome you back to the house of God. Okay, we are here to honor God and make disciples. That's who we are. We are starting a new series this morning. And the title of the series is called, What to Do When You Do Not Know What to Do. Can you say it with me? One, two, three. What to do when you do not know what to do. How many of you have this kind of moment where it's so blur? You know, the blur moment. Yes? Yeah, you're so blur, like, what am I going to do now? And not only the girls, but not only the ladies, the guys also. All right, now. How many of you are in this situation where you don't know what to say? Or you got too much to say, and you already say too much, and you want to pull back, and you do not know what to do. Okay. Or you have too many things to do, and you just do not know what to do. Or you have nothing to do, and you're asking yourself what to do. All right. Interesting, right? What to do when you do not know what to do. It's a series that we're going to look at, okay, the book of Proverbs, a how-to series, a wisdom, gleaning through the wisdom from the book, okay, of Proverbs. All right? Now, so, if you got this chance, if God were to tell you this or say this to you, if you have anything, if you can have anything you want, I will give you just one wish. What would you ask for? Wow. A new body? A new car? You know, during MCO started in March onwards, right? No cars on the road. You wonder why you need to keep the car. Any one of you? Somebody was telling me, Pastor, shops all closed, right? All these clothes. Nobody is going to wear new clothes anymore. So now you got a chance to come back to church. I saw many of you are dressing well. You have not been wearing that for months. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, keep on dressing like this, okay, to church. Now, so with that, right, sometimes when you look at it, whether you want to get a new job, new car, new husband, no, okay. money or, I don't know, maybe things that cross my mind, a lifetime supply of durian or whatever. All right, now, let me say this. One guy in the Bible has this opportunity. Okay, his name is none other than King Solomon. Okay, that is, you can read in 1 Kings chapter 3, okay, the story of how he received, okay, wisdom. So his father is David. Solomon is the third king, okay, of Israel. And basically, when God come to him and say, Solomon, I've been watching you, okay, from young. And right now, if you can have one thing, and what would you like for me to give, okay, to you? Would it be fame? Would it be pleasure? Would it be possession? Would it be power? What is it? What do you want? If you get an opportunity from God, what would you say? Wow. All right. Now, guess what? What was Solomon's response? Solomon said, I want wisdom. God was so pleased that not only he gave him wisdom, all right, but he gave him everything else that he didn't ask. So that account, 1 Kings chapter 3, you can read the whole passage. Let's go to verse 9 that says, so give me the wisdom. Solomon replied, right? I need to rule your people with justice and to know the difference between good and evil. Otherwise, how would I ever be able to rule these great people of yours? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies. How many of you pray like this? Lord, give me long life, give me riches, kill all my enemies. Gotta. Oh, I better pray for you. Okay, now. But have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind so that none of you, none like you has been before you and none like you shall rise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And good, amen. Let us pray. Father God, I give thanks and commit all of us into your hands, even as we begin a series called What to Do When We Do Not Know What to Do, gleaning through the pages and the wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Father, I want to give thanks for all of us that we all will grow, okay, in the ways of God, grow in the wisdom of God. And Father, I also pray that we will desire your wisdom as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. All right, so we're going to glean through, all right, the key topics, major themes, okay, in the book of Proverbs. All right, of this series called What to Do When You Do Not Know What to Do. And this series will go through, okay, several weeks because there are tons, so much, okay, of wisdom, okay, that we can find in the book of Proverbs. Okay, some of our leaders will also help me, okay, to preach this, okay, series. Now, it's like when I look at that, I was thinking that, wow, we're going to open this treasure chest of the King Solomon left for us, all right? Open up, wow, so much thing, so much truth, so much wisdom, nuggets truth that we can, okay, get from the book of Proverbs, all right? Solomon is saying actually, the key to life is to wise up. So today, part one is an introduction to the series, okay? I entitled it is How to Wise Up, all right? Now, look at Proverbs 4, verse 7 and 8 from the paraphrase, good news translation that says, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. Whatever else you get insight. Love wisdom and she will make you great. Embrace her and she will bring you honor. Amen. Now those who are married, you look at your wife. That's how you get your wisdom. Yeah, amen. All right. I should say this. And all the ladies say, amen. All right. So when I read the Good News Translation, it says the most important thing you can do. Another version says the wisest thing you can do is to get wisdom. Embrace her. Love her. So the question that for all of us will be, what is wisdom? All right. There are many definitions. You search dictionary and all those you can get. All right. So I want to sum up in this sentences, which is, before I even say that, the wisdom is not just about knowledge. When we think of wisdom, wow, knowledge. But there are tons of knowledge in this world today. Yes, okay? So wisdom is not knowledge per se. Isn't it true that the world right now is explosion of knowledge? And when there's a lot of information out there, and in other words, with all that you know, you can still be an educated fool, all right? Now, you can have a lot of degrees, PhD, and so on, but many times it still don't make sense. Now, you can, when you sit down with Casey, this is wonderful, all right? When you talk about, he's talking about IQ and all those. Now, we have many other Q. You go to McDonald's, there's Q. You go all everywhere, there's Q, all right? Now, today, it's not just IQ. IQ is not the main thing now, all right? Beside the IQ, you have EQ, you have AQ, you have RQ, you have GQ. You know GQ? The brand GQ, all right, now. Okay, that will be another topic. Now, what is wisdom? Now, pen down in a few words. Okay, wisdom is seeing and responding to life from God's perspective. When you look at life, how should you respond? Can you respond, okay, the way God sees it, okay, from God's perspective? Now, wisdom is the ability to apply what you know. Okay, if you just know and you do nothing about it, then it becomes like, what to do when you do not know what to do, all right? What to do, Okay, now. So you have that moment. So the ability to apply what you know and to live how you should in everyday's life. So it comes back to your attitude, it comes back to your action, your perception in life. Now the word wisdom in Hebrew is this word called chokmah. I try to remember, but not able to search that is, you know, when you have the kings, they had a procession, okay, they have the rod that, you know, the carrier they carry. One of them is called chokmah because they want to rule with justice and wisdom. So one of that is called chokmah. Okay, that chokma, okay, means, okay, wisdom or the art of skillful living. That means it's not just what you know, but is able to do or able to apply what you know, given the God's wisdom, okay, to you. So as for me, this series, wisdom is to know what to do when you do not know what to do. Okay, all right. Now, but the problem for many of us will be usually we don't respond, okay, to life according to God's perspective. It's just the way that the King Solomon said this in Proverbs 14, verse 12. He said, that's the way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. I give you a simple illustration. How many of you travel together with your wife, okay, as you travel, you drive, go holiday, find certain place, and then your wife asks this question, you sure you know the place, You sure you know where you are going? No, I'm very sure. I'm very sure, you know. And you refuse to ask anyone. Okay, stop there, Shell station or whatever, to ask. No, I know. Then you come to a dead end. Very sure, come to a dead end. Then this human, all of us, all right, in that sense, okay? So the Bible says there is a way seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Now, what will wisdom, okay, do for you? When you think about wisdom, love wisdom, embrace wisdom, all those, what will wisdom do for you? Look at how King Solomon puts it. He said, wisdom is more valuable, okay, than precious jewel. How many of you love jewel? Yes, yes, okay, all right. Tell husband, go get one, okay. It's a bomb, all right, now, don't do that. Okay, now, nothing you could want can compare with it. So wisdom is more valuable than all the precious jewel that you know of. Verse 17, wisdom offers you long life, wealth, honor. It can make your life pleasant, lead you safely through it. Those who become wise are happy. Wow, isn't it true? In all life, you are chasing after all this. True or not? We want long life, we want wealth, we want honor, we want almost everything. True? Now, can you imagine in this one short verse, you can get 6 benefits? Wow. Just by wanting wisdom. So the key to life is to wise up. So looking at all this long life, you know that God promised us longer life, not just long life, but longer life if each and every one of us wise up. All right? When you are wise, what does that mean? When you are wise, or when you are wise up, do you know that it will reduce your stress life? Needless to ask all of you, okay, how do you understand what is stress? Pastor, you don't understand my stress, my workplace, you don't know how my boss treated me. Oh, okay, when you want to do all this, oh, you won't understand my stress. Friends, you know what stress is, but if you wise up, it reduces your stress. You can live a healthier life with healthier habits and live longer with less stress. Can I have a good amen? Yeah, wisdom speaks. I remember reading somewhere a report that says that people who join church, they live longer. I tried to look at their stories, but I couldn't find. But what I found was, this. People who are religious may live an average of 4 years longer. Yay. Yeah. All right, now, yeah, of course, continue with the article. One of the things that I want to draw your attention that they did all this survey through, okay, that is live an average of 4 years longer than those who have no ties to a religion. In other words, of course, when we read that, okay, religion, of course, for us will be knowing Jesus, all right? Now, so this isn't the first study that has tied religious belief to living longer. People who go to church at least once a week, tell your neighbor left and right, don't miss church. Yeah, you live shorter, man. You come to church once a week, all right? Now, at 33% lower risk for death. Wow, that's wonderful, all right? Because happy people, right? When people look at who are these all smiling people? The one that go up to the level 5 one in Listen Garden. Okay, always smiling one. Okay, now, praise God, right? Now, so the moral of the story is don't miss church. Now, second one, wealth. When you think about wealth, how would you like to have God as your financial planner or financial advisor? Wow, you look at finance differently already, all right? Now, so I think one of the part we're going to talk about finances, we're going to talk about money as well. All right, now, honor. How does wisdom bring honor? It's about knowing or how to say or knowing the right thing or saying the right thing in every situation. None of us want to caught in the situation that you say the wrong thing. For example, you saw your friend, have not seen for a long time. Wow, your friend came with another friend. Wow, this one is your mother. I know, this is my sister. Say the wrong thing, all right, correct? So, learn how to honor through your words, through your life and all those. Then the next one, a pleasant life, a life that is pleasant. How do you live a life that is pleasant, fun, and fewer problems, all right? That is to be wise. When you are wise, it eliminates, okay, a lot of heartache in your life. The next one is security, okay? How can you wisdom lead you safely through it? Now, how does wisdom make your life safe? Wisdom gives you a sense of security, self-confidence, and peace of mind. All right? When you are not wise up, many times it becomes that things control you. But when you are wise up, you control things. All right? Because many times you are your technical one, you know, things all are dead one. Who makes the choices? Who makes the decision? You who are alive, you who has God has given you wisdom. Okay, you manage it, all right? Not allow the things, okay, to control you. Of course, the sixth one is happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. Definitely, those who become wise will be happy. Solomon asked for wisdom and God said, everything else, okay, he ever won, okay, was wrapped up in that wisdom. So when you ask for the right thing, bingo, you get all the rest. So when we look at this, this verse 17 itself with six benefits. We don't go after these six benefits. Do you know that? You go for wisdom. When you go for wisdom, this is all in one package. It comes to you. All right. If we chase the right thing, yes. If you chase the wrong thing, then wisdom that goes. All right. So the key to life is to get God's wisdom. It's like you buy one, you get six. Well, in this series, you're going to have several. More than six, all right? That's when we hear some wisdom, okay, from our leaders, okay, through the Word of God. Amen. So the big question that we're going to look at today is how to wise up then, all right? Three simple steps, okay? It's something that you know, it's like you know, but don't know. Okay, you understand what I mean? There are many things in life, right? You just need to get the basic. And then you solve a lot of issues, okay, in life. Now, talking about how to wise up, is it about reading all the self-help books that you know? Or is it about attending courses after courses? You know, in early days of my Christian life is that, you know, being a leader, we talk about so many conferences around. You know, at the end of the day, the conclusion was, after attending all the courses, you still come back and do it. Yeah, if you go through all these courses, you come back, you sit down, it's like you never been to any. Right? After attending, it's come back. How can we apply this? Right, how make it work, okay, in our own setting. So how you are going to adapt that. Now, is it about mastering the dictionary? What's your favorite book? Dictionary. All right. Do you read dictionary every day to wise up? Or the next thing comes to your mind is Google, search Google. All right. What about the Bible? All right. Now, well, there is only one reliable source of wisdom. And that source is the Bible. Okay, to get that source, the reliable source, is still none other than the Bible. So the question for all of us, in order to wise up, means that you want fewer regrets, lesser dead ends, okay, fewer heartaches, failure, defeats in your life. So all of us need to wise up. Okay, three steps. Number one, you got to read the Word. You got to read God's Word. There's no shortcut. Right? It cannot be like you sleep, put the Bible beside your head, and then at night there's some osmosis taking place. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, all right. So you still got to read the Word of God. So how do you get wisdom from God? You pray, you ask, and read the Word of God. All right. Again, there's no shortcut to that. The book of Proverbs, okay, where Solomon starts by telling us the purpose of the whole book. I don't know whether you read that or you pass that. Okay. In chapter 1 itself. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Here are proverbs that will help you recognize wisdom and good advice and understand saying with deep meaning. They can teach you how to live intelligently and how to be honest, just, and fair. Verse 4. They can make an inexperienced person clever. Wow. You want to talk about no experience? It can turn you become clever. Oh, how many of you want to be clever people in the world? Wow, I see one hand, two hands, three hands. All right. The rest, okay. What about intelligent people? Live intelligently, all right, now. So he continued to say, okay, and teach young people how to be resourceful. These proverbs can even add to the knowledge of the wise and give guidance to the educated so that they can understand the hidden meaning of proverbs and the problems that the wise raise. Wow. So with that, right, do you know that the Bible can save you a lot of counseling and all sort of therapies? Then all the counselor and doctor, your nan don't know job, lo. But the thing is, people still don't do that, all right? They rather go to counselor, get therapies and all those. But the wisdom, okay, from God is so important. So wisdom, okay, when you get wisdom, okay, you will live a better life. Because at the end of the day, there are two sources of wisdom in life. It's either the Word of God or the world. Okay? Either the Word of God or the world. The choice is still each and every one of us. You can get insight on life on these two places. What God says or what the world says. All right. When I growing up as a young Christian, one of the leader that I remember, what he says, I don't remember his name. He says, one hand you hold a newspaper, one hand you must hold a Bible. As much as the world tells you what, you check with the word of God. Right? Today is not holding the newspaper, really. Today is holding the phone. The other one is to hold the Bible. All right? Then you check. Now, isn't it true that the world will tell you all kinds of contradictory things? If you were to study psychology, if you do, okay, in one part of your course, all right? Now, do you realize that every one of the psychologists will disagree with each other? Okay, one psychology will say this, the other psychology will say that, all right? But Bible says, wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. Now, how many of you believe everything you read in the social media or TV that you watch, okay, news that's going around right now? Do you believe everything? Okay, they say today when you look at those, you will find that you are reading more fake news than the real news. Yes, and sometimes we get so excited of reading the fake news. Now, what I'm trying to get to, why do you spend more time reading such news that you don't believe than reading the Bible that you believe? Think about it. How much time that you spend reading all other news rather than the word of God that you really believe? It was once said, the Bible stands for basic instruction before leaving earth. That is God's manual for you to live on earth. Read God's word. There's no shortcut to that. Amen? Second one, do what it says, because after praying, after asking, after reading, it must not stay there. You got to do what it says. All right? Now, do you realize that there are a lot of people whom said they knew, but they didn't do? Okay, how many of you experienced with your parents, with your bosses, your supervisor? Okay, do this. I know. Then you didn't do. You go off. Then, or those young girls, or we have gone through that. Our parents say, after this, please off. Switch off. I know. But didn't do. So a lot of us fall into that category, right? Knowing and not doing, right? We got to do what it says, right? Do you know that this book is worthless, okay, if it's just a display on your coffee table, on the bookshelf? You will be worthless, okay, in that sense. Although he has so much wisdom on it, it will also be worthless if what you do is only to read and full stop. And it's even worthless if you don't apply that in your life. Now look at Proverbs 7. Proverbs 7 verse 1 and 2 says this, my child, remember what I say and never forget what I tell you to do. Do what I say and you will live. Be as careful to follow my teaching as you are to protect your eyes. So two things they say, remember. Then number two, what it says. Remember means don't forget. Never forget what God tells you to do. Okay, now, those days when I was dealing with a lot of young people, there's one young boy also secondary school. He said, my father always scold me. They're trying, why your father always scold you? What are the things that scold you? I left, I didn't close the door. I said, sure, I also will scold you. Went out, leave the gate and the door open. Open house. It's called open house, all right? Come in, have whatever you want. Of course, all right? So remember, okay, to do what it says, all right? Today, when we look at that, right, then we look, the same thing happened to our children. Now we are saying that to our own children. Remember this, remember that, remember this. Yes, all right? And we see ourselves repeating that, and that has become our subconscious mind because we have committed it to memory. So as we read, we also commit to memory. And the next thing is to do what it says, is to follow and apply it. Amen? Now, let me give one illustration when we talk about remember and do what it says. Okay, is it about read and memorize? Many of our children grew up memorizing. Yes, memorize, copy, and all those. The next thing is whether they can do it or not, still a big question mark. Now, let me give you one illustration, a survival story. Let's say you're on a flight to Arctic. Okay, all right. Now, somewhere near the Arctic Circle, the plane crash. just before that, the plane crash, but you are miraculously survived. But just before that, the stewardess already give announcement. I'm going to give out a booklet for you to read. In case you survive, all the answers, what to do, okay, it's all there. So distribute to everyone. So miraculously you survive, right? Now what you have? The manual. What's the title of the manual? What to do when you do not know what to do. All right, now. So what you do? You read it. So now, do you read and read over and over again? That's all you do. You can read over and over and over again, you will die. You will be frozen to death. Because you didn't do what the book tells you to do. And you just by reading. So friends, the wisdom from Solomon, you remember, you read, and do what it says. Yes? So after reading is to do what it says. Amen. James 1:22 says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. You're just deceiving yourself. You must keep a healthy life. Whoa. Keep on eating siobha. All the fats. Non-stop. Morning, afternoon, night. Penang. We are all in this world. We eat more than 6 times a day. Correct? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Then in between meals. So 2 more. Then after that, after dinner, supper. 6 ready, you know. Then you have this thing called midnight supper. 2-3 a.m. people still eating. All right. No wonder Penang business so good. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, so how to wise up? You read and you do what it says. Number 3, as we're going to close, all right, is to get to know God. So when Solomon starts off this book, he summarizes it. So in other words, he's saying get wisdom, okay, by reading, okay, by doing, and then get to know God. Okay, that's, in other words, you need to develop your relationship with God. Again, there's no shortcut, all right? That means encounter Jesus every day of your life. You know, growing up as a young boy, those days, is I was told like this. You see, it's the same power that go through the current. Voltage 220, 240. It's the same. Yes, judgment. Yeah. But why this light is brighter than the other? Why? The wattage. Yes, sir. It has a different power. Same voltage comes in, but different power. Again, same God. Is there a different God? It's the same Jesus that died on the cross. It's the same worship leader. It's the same song, same keyboardist, the same one that sing. It's the same Bible that we are using. Why is it some grow closer? Why is it some stronger? Why some pray more? Again. Okay? Our part, each and everyone's responsibility, okay, to grow and get to know God. Okay? Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. In one of the part, we're going to hear the fear of the Lord, and AJ is going to do that, all right? So here, if you have your Bible, circle the word fear. And the other version says, to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for Lord. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn. You want to ask whether the word stupid in the Bible, God, is there, right? No, there's different version you use, right? So in other words, when God say that, have fear of the Lord or rever God, it means you must trust. Okay, you take God seriously in your relationship. And that will be the starting point to wise up. All right, because you must first have reverence, the first. I go back to the other one is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. To honor God is the beginning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. Okay, to start, okay, knowing Jesus is the beginning. It's not about knowing Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus. Right? Two different things. So what are you trusting this morning? What are you believing this morning? Who are you honoring this morning? Okay, it's none other than Jesus. Now, there are a number of questions, okay, in that, you know, as talk about wisdom. Let me just name a few as we going to end. Now, real question of life. Why do people make foolish financial decisions? Why? Why do people walk into marriages problems? Why do people start habits they know eventually they are going to kill themselves? Mentally, physically, spiritually. Why do people take more jobs more than they can handle? Have you thought about that? Why do people keep buying things they don't need with money they don't have so to impress people that they even don't even like? Why do people choose to have an affair or many affairs and think that it won't matter and get away? They cohabit and not legally married. Why do people fail to prepare for death when they don't know it is, when they know it is inevitable? Okay. Why do people procrastinate knowing Jesus when Jesus offers tremendous benefit and abundant life? Wow. In all that I say, it's only come to this one word: lack of wisdom. Yeah. All right. So as we introduce this series to all of you, let's take God seriously. Amen. All right. Last words for today. If you talk to him, then how? James said this: if any of you lack wisdom, you should pray and ask God, who gives you grudgingly and sparingly. No, he said, generously and graciously. Even you say, "Aya, sini tata, don't know anything. I never study enough." Friends, we lack wisdom, right? God gives. In other words, God is saying, whatever you are, there's no qualification for it. There's only one. You just pray and ask. God will give generously, okay, and graciously. In other words, this word is like this. It's like saying, you are not waiting for God's wisdom. God is waiting for you. This word is like saying, God is saying, hello, hello. No, when you are come in a place where you do not know what to do, that moment, kind of moment, God is like, hello, hello, I'm here. Just ask me, I'm here. It's what it means. But yet, we fail to turn to Him. So are you excited for this series? Okay, I'm going to end now. Now, I want you all to do this. Today onwards, today is August what? 9, yeah? Proverbs, how many chapters? 31. Okay, those in community hall, MPH, all right, take note. There are 31 chapters. Can you commit to read one chapter a day? Yes, and see your life change. It may not happen on the first day or the first minute, but commit to memory. As you go along, it applies. Okay? Do you have a Bible with you? Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know what is book of Proverbs, right? It's inside here. Okay, between Genesis and Revelation. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. And I pray and ask that each and every one of us will commit to read the book of Proverbs, a chapter a day. And let your wisdom speak. And I ask, oh God, Lord, that you cause a desire, a love for us, a love inside us for the word of God. And as we begin with the book of Proverbs, and I ask, oh God, Lord, your words will jump and will speak to us. Father, I pray that each and every one of us will run to wisdom, God's perspective. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. Father, today I pray that as we do that, we also learn to fear you. And all the more as we fear you, it means, Lord, that we will choose to take you seriously. And I ask, oh God, Lord, that our relationship with you continue to grow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, as we come to church, we also want to, each time you come to church, think about how can you pray or you need prayer. So in every service that I'm looking at, that at the end of the service, whether we have worshiping up, all right, if you need prayer, just come. I have leaders stationed in each hall. So just come, okay, if you want to be prayed, all right? And then the same time, I also want to pray this, that is for all those who yet to know Christ. Okay, for those who yet to know Christ, how do you begin? How to wise up? The answer is to receive Him. Jesus carries the wisdom of God. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And that it will be your very first step. And that very first step will be the wisest step you can do, okay, if you do not know, okay, Jesus. So for those who tune in on live, Facebook Live, and all those who are in the other hall, if you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, okay, I want you to pray, okay, with me. All right, this is for prayer salvation. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, if you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Say this: Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today's message. I want to know you more. And knowing about the wisdom, okay, that Pastor talked today. Right now, I recognize that I am a sinner. I have wronged against you and others. But today, I choose to believe that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, forgive me, wash my sins away. He died and he rose again on the third day. I confess and I ask Jesus, okay, to come into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. And everyone say,